Welcome back to the Will Be Writer Podcast. It's been a minute. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today, and I hope your day is good. I hope God's on your side. And yes, this episode is probably what all of you have on your mind, thinking, I've done everything right. I've got everything in stone, and my blog is just not getting where it needs to be. It's not getting the traffic it needs. I'm not getting my community. I'm not living the dream. And you've done everything. You have your belief system to emotionally connect with your audience. You are have a value proposition for your blog. You have a niche. You are targeting a specific audience. You are looking back at your data. You are making sure your watch time is on point. You are not fake. You're real. You're authentic. You're sharing your story times. Everything's set, but nothing's happening. And I want to tell you a story real quick. This might take a little bit, but I think it will really help you because it actually happened to me. And hopefully this story can really teach you why your blog is just sitting there not doing what you want it to do. So late last year, I posted this video called the new recent app that came out called Spear, and I did a review on it. And I didn't think anything of it. I just posted it because I found out that this app just came out recently. I'm like, oh, this fits for my niche, and I could possibly just post this and see where it goes. Weeks later, months later, this video has been skyrocketing. Today, it has officially beaten my first ever video. And my first video was my highest viewed video ever, and this video beat it. And I was like, what? Like, I actually did the research, I tested this, and this method actually works. And I'm just gonna say it straight up right now, what you're missing is the timing. And I know this sounds really weird, like, timing, what do you mean timing? Because the common thing that people said is, Lucia, I've tried everything. And if you don't have the timing to really post a blog post that is highly talked about, highly searched, highly requested, it's not going to work. I posted that video weeks of when that app came out on YouTube. They were talking about it, and that video just blew up because, one, I was the first person that made that video, so that means I had less competition. Two, it was being highly searched. Three, it was a trending search all over the web. Because this app just came out and people are wanting to know more about it. They want to know if it's worth it. And they're just curious about what this has to do. And those three things is why that video grew so dang quickly. And it just blows my mind. Like, you need to make sure you're the first one to do something or add your own spin to it. And that's the only way you're gonna grow. It's the timing. That's the only way you can blow up. That's how you're going to get your first viral blog post, actually. If you are able to ride a trend in your niche and you're the first one and you're just about to do it and it's just about to blow up, that's how you get your first viral blog post. Because I'm kind of happy that I waited a little bit because, yes, the app did come out, but I didn't want to make a video the next day because I was going to be a little weird because people are still looking into the app. They're still, like, on the websites. If I would have done it once it was about to be highly searched, once the search volume was about to increase, that was a perfect time. But only thing I regret doing is posting it sooner because I promise you, if I would have uploaded it sooner that year, it would have reached 1,000 views right now as we are speaking. And that's it. Like, your timing has to be spot on. And it's not luck. It's not hacks. It's not voodoo magic. It's the timing. Because the timing kind of synergizes with everything else. If your timing is there, people are going to find you. And yes, your timing can be perfect. But if you don't have all those other things that we just talked about in the beginning, the belief system, the being authentic, the sharing your stories, the value proposition, and you have everything in, you're set, you're perfect, you got your community. But if you're that blogger or that creator who's just here to wait for the right timing in your niche to post something at the right time, at the right day, at the right hour to just blow up, you will not grow, because it's not about what you wanted, what you want. It's about what your audience wants, because at the end of the day, it's what your audience wants. You have to think about your audience and what they want and what they want from you. And that's just the rule of thumb. You give value and people will reciprocate. It's not about you. It's never about you. If you want to ride this long term, you have to think about, what is my why? What is my purpose? It, not when is the time that my time is going to be perfect, because you're just going to be miserable at that point. It doesn't matter how many numbers you have, how much money you have, you're always going to feel empty if you don't have a why behind it and you don't actually have an authentic following. Because I'm just sick and tired of this bull crap follow and follow fake buying crap. Because I have another story. I met this amazing person online and he seemed really authentic. He was even talking about the ikigai philosophy, and I'm like, dang, this guy is good. Like, he's talking about what I've been learning. And he talked about just how to be in control of your life, because he helps entrepreneurs and business coaches, but he's targeting, you know, foodies. He's targeting vegans and earth conscious people. And I talked to him. I said, thanks for the follow. I really love your content. We should connect at some point. You seem like someone I could really get to know more. And he was like, yeah, like, awesome. I really love your stuff too. And we started talking. I said, I'm just here to make friends and spread my message. He told me, what do you do? And I said, I make great content around YouTube. I do this podcast. I do the social media. And he was like, dang, I'm just a baby. I'm still learning. I'm still figuring this out. And he said, it's not too late. And I was like, just keep me. And at the end, I told him, keep me posted, dude. Like, keep me posted on the content. Like, I really want to see where this goes. And he's like, I'm right on it. And then a few days later, I checked today, he unfollowed me. And I don't know if it's the way people think about it, but it's just this mindset that numbers are their motivation. They don't care how loyal or just the retention. Like, that's what you need to think about. It's not about the quantity of your followers. You can have thousands of followers. Buy them or faked them, follow and follow, they're not going to engage with their content. They're not going to be your fans because you bought them. That's a big mistake that I don't want you to make, is to do these sub for sub, or to go on someone's Twitch channel and say, follow my YouTube, or go on Instagram and say, and DM all these, well, not DM, but like, just push your blog out there, like, to people that don't even care about you. Like, that's just not right. It's about the retention. That's what people are going to look at. They want to look at the weird stuff. They want to look at the retention. They want to look at the loyalty program. How loyal is your community? And that's basically it. If your timing is rock solid, then you're in on something big, because that video, like, every day, it just keeps on growing. It's at like almost 250 views already. I'm blown away. Like, YouTube has some amazing things I can do. And another thing, the fourth thing is, YouTube has been pushing that freaking video to people's suggested sections. And I'm like, that's I believe in all organic traffic, all organic followers, all organic growth. And that's the number one way to grow organically, is to make your video be suggested. And that's how your blog posts get pushed, is if people stay on it for as long as you can, it's going to boost it up. It's going to push it, basically. So it's all about the watch time, and it's all about the traffic sources. The traffic sources, where are people finding you? If that's the question that you have not answered, get on your dang butt and do your homework. Like, where are people finding you? Look up your traffic sources. What is, like, the number one, number two, and number three thing people are finding you? And double down on that. Double down on it, and just repeat it. Like, make sure every time you make a piece of content, make sure you double down on where people find you, and then just capitalize on that watch time, capitalize on that retention. And I have something really amazing to say. Thank you for the YouTube. Thank you so much for the support. Like, I've been getting on this YouTube. This community is slowly but surely growing. But we have some news. We're going to be making money on Anchor. You can't believe it. Like, I'm only 16. I'm still in high school. And I don't know if you're the only one, but you're not alone if you, this, like, for years you felt alone, you felt that no one understands you, no one gives a crap, you just feel like you're the only one, and you're alone. And I remember my mom was talking about this one guy, he's a brother, he works at this hospital, and I think he's like a nurse or like a nurse practitioner, very smart guy, very hardworking, but he's not a social person like me, of course. And after he finishes his shift, he would just go straight home and play video games. His mom told my mom that story, and I'm like, just dang, that's kind of me. Like, I don't have that many friends. I only have like two people left, and I'm just very awkward and shy, and just, it looks like I don't want to talk to people. It looks like I don't want to make friends, but I'm a friendly person if you get to know me, but like, I just have a very rough exterior. I'm very shy, I'm very soft-spoken. But it gets better, trust me. Life is not gonna be like this forever. You have to just trust God and embrace these struggles. Like, life will get better, things will get better. And if you've always felt alone, I'm here. I'm here for you if you need to talk. I'm here for you if you wanna build this community together. We're here together on this. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I fail, I muck up, I screw up, I do everything wrong sometimes, and I'm not perfect. And my parents just tell me so madly to just fit in, doesn't matter, just talk to people. I'm just like, I'd rather get bullied than fit in with a group that I don't feel like represents me, fit in with a group of bullies, fit in with a group of gossipers, liars, fakers, you know, all these people. I don't know, like, even my cousin said, maybe it's just the fact that you're just a lot more mature than the other kids. Your college is probably going to be an amazing fit for you since you're kind of wise beyond years. But right now, like, my heart is telling me that content is where I need to be. And I've never met such amazing people. I wouldn't be here if I didn't meet these amazing people. We're going to be making money on this, on the podcast. You know, all I need to do is get my permit. And yes, I'm 16, I am late, but I have an excuse, because in this state, we have to take a permit test, even though I took it online. There's a chance 1 out of 60, you retake it. And the people didn't even know about it, the system didn't know, and the system said that you were one of those people chosen. So after you take it, of course I failed because I didn't know. And then I have to come back at some point and retake it. But once we got our permit, I'm gonna get my permit, which allows me to start a bank account, and we're gonna start making money. And I just thought that, like, making money online was something that, you know, people with millions of followers, millions of views got. But no, it's so dang easy. Like, I have 20 episodes right now, and I'm gonna put in those sponsorships, and you're gonna start hearing my voice to the sponsors, because you can make your own sponsors on Anchor, and we're gonna be making money. I'm gonna be putting, each sponsorship that I've put is gonna equal $30. 30 times 20, do the math, that's $600 in my freaking pocket right now. And that's just, I'm so freaking excited. I'm so excited for this journey that we've been doing together, and just the ups and downs and the hard work. And I love you guys, and don't be too mad at me, but I did make an April Fool's video yesterday. It was really, really, really shady, and really just, it was weird. It was trippy. But remember, the timing. It's, content and marketing's all about timing. Look for a trend in your niche. Maybe this is luck, finding that perfect trend that could come this year, but find a trend in your niche that has just come up. Make sure you're the only one who rides up that niche. Make a blog post about it. It doesn't even have to be perfect, because people watched that whole freaking sucky video and it wasn't even good. Just blog about it and double down on that niche. Repeat your blog about it a lot, put it in your tags, put it in your content, and I promise you, people are going to be searching for it, and you're going to be the only one people searching for, and you're going to skyrocket. I'm telling you, you're going to skyrocket. Your blog posts are going to be read, because of timing. But it's all about the timing. And you know how I am about never stop fighting for what you believe in. Share those beliefs, share the have a belief system set in stone, you know. Have those people that stand behind you and those people who stand away from you, you know. You know, set, make sure you have that set audience, that set group of people that believe in you. But yes, that's it. I think that's going to be the end of this. I'm surprised how long I talked, 15 freaking minutes. But I hope you're enjoying this podcast. If you want more, we have the YouTube. The YouTube has been growing. We got 3 subscribers. We grew 3 subscribers. The total subscribers right now is 68, but we grew 3 subscribers within only a few weeks. And I'm just like, dang, this YouTube is definitely going to go somewhere, hopefully. But yes, I hope to see you in the next podcast episode. And I hope this kind of fixed any issues you were having. Like, why is my blog post not growing? I have the beliefs. I have the content down. I have everything down. I have the distribution down. Everything's perfect. I have my mission. I have my why. I'm being authentic. Work on that timing. If your timing is there, you're gonna get found. I promise you. Because this video is, to this day, growing right now as we're speaking. And I hope that your blog posts are gonna grow too. But yes, I love you guys. Don't forget to find your place in the writing space and leave a review on your way out on the podcast. And I hope to see you then. I love you guys. Don't ever quit. And yeah, I love you guys. Thank you for the support. Goodbye.